At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Good news, Tennessee. A better way to shop for furniture is coming to Nashville. Bob's Discount Furniture is opening 4 new stores with brand new showrooms full of the latest trends. They've been in business for 35 years doing things the Bob's way. No gimmicks, no phony sales. Bob's has everything you need for a total home makeover, from feature-packed reclining sofas to Consumer Reports recommended mattresses. Plus, Bob's stores are a family-friendly place to shop with free treats and ice cream. Want to know more? Check out your nearest Bob's Discount Furniture store and see why Bob's is where America shops. Shops for furniture.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers off again tonight. We got a full 5-hour broadcast and then The Fan After Dark coming up 7 to 11. Time now for a football fix. Here's Wolchuk.
Let's do it. Is this Dallas Cowboy about to have his best season yet? We'll talk about that right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Shout out to Duke Manyweather and his offensive line masterminds camp that he had over the weekend. And shout out to our guy Bobby Belt. I heard him play some of this earlier this morning on Sean and RJ. And one of these cuts really stood out to me. Here's Terrence Steele, who caught up with the media there. And he had this to say about his upcoming season.
For me, it's really just putting all together. You know, especially my pass pro. I feel like this year I took some steps in changing my sets up and being more aggressive. And I feel like I just need to put it all together. And then I feel like I'll have a really, really, really strong season. You know, continue to be great in the run game. And then just put it all together one game at a time, one snap at a time. And I truly believe my time's coming for sure. So,
is it Terrence Steele's time? 29 years old. Finally has consistency. Connor Riley coming back. He's got Clayton Adams, both offensive line coaches. Is this the season? 2 years removed from the knee injury, playing next to Tyler Booker now back-to-back years. Terrence Steele puts it all together.
I will say this. I have a different appreciation after watching film with Duke and how to evaluate offensive linemen. And I thought all these years, as a former lineman, I wasn't any good. But, I mean, at least I've seen enough good ones play that there are things I was always very, very critical of offensive linemen for, of technique or hand placement, the feet. It's a different appreciation for me now of watching him. And, listen, the Terrence Steele will never be perfect, but I know the critical things I've said about him, whether – oh, geez, he doesn't have strength. Oh, look, he looks off balance. Oh, what's this? That I was always bitching about Terrence Steele.
And turns out you're just bitching to be bitching?
Yeah. In a way, if you really break down and you look at other – and this is what Duke did with this. If you break him down and compare him to other offensive tackles that play in the league, and you see some of the same faults or you see some of the same – you know. He's like, and I'm like, well, he's not, he doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. And he goes, you know, like he goes, but there's nobody you have better of creating like closing the distance between himself and the defender. That's where offensive lineman play now has become, of how quickly, it's not if you can extend on somebody, but how close and how quick you could get into somebody and then move them that way. And because of his athletic ability and his footwork, he's one of the better ones, even better than like Smith, well, either Booker, Tyler Smith, those guys, as far as creating, closing the distance between. And you'll see a lot of these blocks where he does that.
He's really good in space.
And he's good, yeah, and you're going, well, he's just a good athlete. Well, no, he's really a good athlete that knows how to. That's why he's become a really good run blocker, because he could close space.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that like hit one time and then there's separation, they're the ones that lose their block, and now their guys run into the ball, and then they're scrambling to try and get over there. Where he's able to stay on his guy, and then it allows the ball carrier to make a cut or go behind him or get the corner. So there are all these times where I was killing that guy. But when you sit down with somebody that really, really understands offensive line play.
And understands the player. Because he works with him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What did he say about the pass protection stuff, about getting run by, you know?
That in itself, that's something I think that it's, you know, is it something that, the thing I always worry about him is not getting run by, was getting run over.
Getting overpowered.
And what Duke says, if you watch him play, one of the biggest things, and I hope this answers your question, Dawson. I mean, because the run by part, you're not wrong. He carries his hands low, you know, and everybody talks about, like, you can carry your hands low, but it's how quickly can you get them back in position? Because I always thought if you carry your hands low, you're gonna be late, and they're gonna be too wide, they're gonna be on the shoulders, and you're gonna overextend and all that. And Duke says, no, you can play with low hands. How quickly can you get them up, and how quickly can you get them, you know, inside?
Yeah. And makes a lot of sense.
And so the run part about the run, that's a bad thing. When they just all of a sudden lay it out of his stance, doesn't get wide enough, doesn't cut off, you know, that's a problem. But man, there are plenty of times where he's actually doing the right thing, and it might look like chaos.
Yes.
But
yes.
There's like,
I mean, Guyton's a similar way on the other side.
Guyton is clearly on the other side doing the same thing.
Right, where it's like, my gosh, this looks terrible, but is it effective?
Yeah.
Is he getting his job done?
Like, I was watching, he was pointing out stuff that, like, we were watching the Eagles and watching Lane Johnson play. And Lane Johnson, not the strongest guy at all, but what is Lane Johnson really good at?
He fires off the ball.
He fires off the ball, he gets his block, and he keeps his feet through the block.
And some people complain that he's, you know, the king of the false start.
Too
he
light,
finds a way to get himself a half step ahead.
But that's how he doesn't get run by, because he's figured out how to play at a half snap quicker.
Credit to him for that. Even admitted it there in the clip, right?
Yeah.
He needs to improve on pass protection.
Yeah.
But I think listening to you, and I loved everything you said there in the breakdown, like, we've always got to have an offensive lineman that is kind of not the scapegoat, but maybe public enemy number one.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible that we've been a little and he needs to improve.
I've been real unfair to him.
He's awesome. It's not like he's a top five, top ten player, but you could do much worse probably than Terrence Steele. And maybe this year he starts to take some strides in some of those areas.
I'll tell you, the guy that has a chance to get a lot better and his feet, and this is, again, watching with Duke, is Beebe. Beebe, his stance as a center is almost like his stance is as he's a right guard. How open he is with his left foot. And he doesn't always move his left foot when he's engaging in these blocks.
Mm.
And Duke was saying they square him up and then have him take a step. You know, have him take that instead of just being open, absorbing, and then he doesn't move his feet. There are so many things that Beebe can do from a footwork standpoint that can make him a really, really good player. And the one thing he has is the strength, because when he doesn't move his feet, you see how strong he is holding up defenders. But if he were to come through with the better footwork, there's no telling how much better he could be playing in, playing with this offensive line.
Well, CBS Sports cranking out their list as they've been doing throughout the last couple of weeks. They got the best and worst quarterback situations in terms of, okay, your quarterback goes down. Are you prepared to survive this? And yeah, that was my initial reaction, was like, do you really want to be prepared for disaster? Because if your starting quarterback goes down, most likely, and it's like a season ender, you are probably screwed. Now, we've seen fluky, crazy situations where
Nick
you get
Foles.
A Nick Foles. You
Jeff
get a
Hostetler.
Kurt Warner. Yep, Jeff Hostetler.
San Francisco.
Matt Jones last year, right? Maybe your backup can step up here and you're all right. But if it is for a season, the majority of the time you're probably hoping, all right, maybe this is a good reset for us. We're going to get a hopeful top 10 pick, and that's what we're going to focus on. But if you are a team that, let's say it's a month, like, how's your backup situation? Can you stay afloat? Can you stay in the hunt? Or is your season totally kaput? Best quarterback situations. Baltimore's 5 on here. Lamar, and I don't know why they are. Lamar, Tyler Huntley, Skylar Thompson, and Diego Pavia.
Well, I mean, Tyler Huntley's a Pro Bowl player, dude.
That's true. That's a good
I mean,
point.
You can't forget about that. Pavia's just he's just a guy that wins football games.
Mm.
And who's the other guy you mentioned? Skylar Thompson. He went toe-to-toe with Josh Allen in the playoff game about 5
great.
Years ago.
It was great. It was fun to watch. Maybe Diego Pavia ends up being that dude. They got the Rams on here. Now, I think that this has to just be McVay because of the coach. But you lose Stafford, then I guess he had a first-round pick in Ty Simpson. But I think we're all wondering, all right, what is Ty Simpson? I mean, some reports are he's struggling to really be ahead of Stetson Bennett right now.
I did see that, yeah.
And that's got to be a concern if you're a Rams fan.
Not a good sign.
The Chiefs, I get here, Mahomes, Justin Fields is a guy who's been a starter in the league. And with that offense, with Reed, with Bieniemy back there, and then they got Garrett Nussmeier, who's very talented. Cincinnati with Flacco, he's proven to be a really good backup. And then the Niners, Mac Jones proved it last year. Like, I'll be able to step in here and start for you, and we got a chance to win games without Brock Purdy. Cowboys are not one of the 5 worst. They're not one of the 5 best. I guess, where would you be? Like, if it's a month that Dak maybe has a calf or a hammy or whatever it is, maybe it's a finger.
You're in serious trouble.
For 2 to 4 weeks, you think?
Yeah.
With Milton or Hal?
I would.
You think you're effed?
I think you're effed, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't think Hal can win a couple of games? I mean, he's won like 8 in his career, hasn't he?
It's going to have to depend. Yeah, but he started an entire season. Like, how much better is the defense,
I guess? Better than Milton, right? Winning games?
Yeah, yeah. I would start hell over Milton, wouldn't you?
I would think so for a 1-game sample, unless you're just running the hell out of Joe Milton that day because you don't care, and that could be the edge that you have. But, yeah, in general, I would think in a 1-game sample, I'd prefer Sam Howell, but you're not feeling good about that. Your defense, I mean, you'd have to hope you're playing a crap team, yeah, and you have to really hope that your defense has taken giant strides so that he could go Cooper Rush a game for you and you can win like 17-14.
Is there a chance this team could end up being good enough at running the football with this offensive line and Javonte Williams, and if you get a jump from Moffa or Blue, whoever it is, to where you could rely on a running game without Dak for a little while?
Could I see it? Sure. So much of it depends on the opponents that you're playing. You'd have to look at which portion of the schedule does this take place in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have some stretches here where it's like,
bit of a gauntlet.
Good luck. Even with Dak, this is going to be a heck of a challenge. So, no, you're not feeling good about it. You're not feeling good about it.
He was 4-13 as a starter that year in Washington.
Okay.
He did throw for about 4,000 yards, 21 touchdowns, 21 picks.
21 picks. That's the key there. Like, he could potentially lose you.
Bit of a gunslinger there. We know Milton sure can.
Yeah, I think Javonte being great as a runner when it comes to win rate and everything would be significantly impacted by putting a backup quarterback back there. Mm-hmm. There would be less worry. You would get less too high. Now you're dealing with heavier boxes. and your offense probably comes grinding to a halt. At that point, I'm thinking, let's just see if we can get Sam Howell to take seven-step drops and chunk it all the way down the field.
Yeah.
Let's just go for it.
DPIs, DPIs, yeah. DPIs.
George, CD, go. And we're just heaving. Heave-ho! And there's a flag on the play. George Pickens has drawn another.
That's what it is.
First and goal, Dallas.
You could invent the heave-ho offense.
Heave-ho! Let's heave-ho make it happen.
A field goal. This could be historical,
Brandon,
man.
Brandon, get out
the
there.
Heave-ho
save us.
Offense.
Alvin Kamara is staying put in New Orleans. The all-time leading rusher in Saints history has agreed to a restructured deal to remain a Saint, according to Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofalo. Alvin's goal and the team's goal is for him to remain with the Saints and retire a Saint, said his agent. He has a chance to earn up to $8.5 million with incentives. He reworked his deal to go down to $6 million, as I think he's now going to be the backup there for Travis Etienne.
Yeah.
Is that what he's going by?
Yeah, ETN is now
still
Etienne.
I don't know.
I think you got to be Etienne. Creole or French to say that properly.
I can't say it, and I wish them the best.
It's weird for Kamara because obviously he's lost a step. There's no question. Understandably so. He was an outstanding back. But
tremendous.
What was the thing that he did the best?
Catch the ball
out of the backfield. Kellen Moore consistently is bottom third in the league when it comes to throwing to the running back. And that's like his best skill set.
I know. I kind of was wondering, could you get in on that? Could you get in on
Alvin?
Backup? Yeah, him to back up Javonte Williams, I'd feel pretty sexy about.
Would you?
I would. Why not?
He's proven. Like 33.
31, yeah. 31? But still, I mean, he's proven. I don't know. We're sitting here hoping and praying Jaden Blue can be a pro. And you know Kamara's good for a year as a backup if these schmoes don't end up stepping up and doing what we hope.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm bullish on him. I think Blue and Moffa could be good, but it's still like, it's hope. It's opium right now. We'll see.
Thanks for admitting that, Woolchuck.
Yeah, it is.
Everything's opium right now.
It's Kool-Aid season, baby. We're drinking it. We're sipping it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank
you. Football Fix is in the books. Got you all fixed up. It's time for some Sounds of the Sports Day, buddy.
Yeah, it's a Throwback Thursday edition with two of the craziest moments in sports broadcasting history. Next.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Good news, Tennessee. A better way to shop for furniture is coming to Nashville. Bob's Discount Furniture is opening four new stores with brand new showrooms full of the latest trends. They've been in business for 35 years doing things the Bob's way. No gimmicks, no phony sales. Bob's has everything you need for a total home makeover, from feature-packed reclining sofas to Consumer Reports recommended mattresses. Plus, Bob's stores are a family-friendly place to shop with free treats and ice cream. Want to know more? Check out your nearest Bob's Discount Furniture store and see why Bob's is where America shops for furniture.
next on The Fan.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for some sounds of the sports day with the Chief. I think you're going to enjoy this. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's the Chief of those sounds.
How many seconds of the ESPYs did we consume last night as a show?
Put me down for a zero.
I gave it the old college try. By the time I got home, I had missed the monologue and everything. Went back and watched it because that's the only part I really care about. Lucius, how about you?
So I turned it on today while I was getting ready after I hit the gym.
Okay,
so
nice.
So I was watching it here and there, but I didn't get to sit down and actually, you know, go through the damn thing.
Sure.
I seen Slick Rick, DJ Premier, stuff like that was out there. It's pretty cool. Everybody looks nice in their little outfits.
Yeah.
It was fly.
Everybody's getting dolled up.
But I don't know if the jokes hit.
No. It certainly... They weren't throwing out the zingers like they were with Shane Gillis last year. I pulled one joke. This might be the best joke of the night, and that'll give you an indication on just how sort of lame it all was. Here it is.
It's an honor to be here among so many incredible athletes and Jake Paul. Jake, that's just a joke, okay? Don't fight me. My dad and my stepdad are both here, and they're over 50, and I know that's how you like them. So fight them instead.
Jake Paul is now talking about wanting to fight Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, my God!
Can you believe this?
What kind of fight would this be?
I have no idea.
Is this boxing? Is this
why?
Wrestling?
Stop.
Get MMA. Gonna
join his brother.
I actually would love to see The Rock like in a real fight situation. That would actually be a fun deal. I'd sign up for that. I know, but there'd be something about it I'd be excited about.
Rock!
I don't think he'd blow his knee out in the first four seconds of the fight, you know? I don't think he'd be chewing on his boxing glove and then, you know, go assless with the girdle at the end like Tyson did. I think he'd actually, you know, make it kind of fun. But all you see is the wrestling from him, and then the action movies, of course.
Yeah.
But see him in a real fight scenario. I could get on board with that.
I'd like to get on board with watching him with my lady, you know, who's always oohed and awed when he's on stage or whatever.
Just watch him get crushed by somebody.
She's around that age, I think, of people that really looked up to The Rock. And yeah, I think he would get mopped.
Yeah.
You're just too old. You know, you lose balance. You'll see what it's like. You see what it's like, you know, and I think once you're around that age or into that age, you know there's no shot for these guys because you can feel it yourself.
Well, we have, I do have two clips that I'm probably most excited to play here.
You hear him? My knees are real bad. I'm pretty sure rocks are terrible.
They're terrible. Yeah. It's not the knees. It's not the knees and it's not the pain. It's the balance. It's the ability to stop yourself moving in one direction. Even Ronaldo at 42 years old, he's like chasing these balls into the box and trying to hit them in before his momentum carries him over the byline.
He's got no D-cell.
No, he's got no D-cell. No.
Yeah, and that's hugely problematic for an athlete.
You see these kids doing the box jumps with like 135 pounds on their shoulders. They're coming down from 6 feet like, yah!
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. The young legs.
That's a really good finish.
Do.
I like that finishing move right there. Yeah, I busted up my shin on a wooden box jump years ago. Never again will I do that. Now they have like the safer ones that are like, I don't know, rubber, they're softer. So if you slip off it, you're not going to get gashed on your shin by hitting the edge. But yeah, that's next level. So I have two clips that I want to pin against each other, and you guys tell me if they are, which one is the more insane sports broadcasting moment from yesteryear. But I saw this the other day, and I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but listen to Allen Iverson in an interview talk about how he learned his famous, most patented move.
I was surprised to learn that you learned the crossover from a guy from Brooklyn who barely played at Georgetown. That's where you learned this?
Look what he gave me.
I mean.
Look what he gave
me. Everyone thought that was.
I'm known all over the world.
Right.
The globe.
But you learned it from another guy. Yeah. You didn't make it up.
He didn't even have his name on the back. The most important thing for me was when I was going to college is I've always wanted my name on the back of my jersey. Right. This guy did not have. Dean Berry, he did not have a name on the back. He was a walk-on.
He didn't play.
Didn't even play.
But he had a nasty crossover.
Man, he used to hit me with that thing at practice.
Wow.
Man, I put my pride aside, my ego. Yeah. Hey, come here, man. got to show me how to do it.
Right.
And to this day, he still will say, yours is better than mine.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, may I.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing, dude? The patented move for Allen Iverson was from a walk-on jobber on Georgetown's basketball team.
I'm pretty sure he's happy AI telling the story now. Oh, he told everybody he knows. No, I taught him that move. I promise you. I taught him, man.
I've been telling y'all.
I promise you. I ain't going to lie.
John Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. Yeah,
I did that.
My man walks in the bar now with all his buddies, and they're all like looking at him, kind of like, and he's going to nod his head. I told you guys.
He's got that clip right on his phone right now.
Yeah, he's standing a little bit taller today, that John Berry. Okay, now we do have to give you an update. Yesterday, we had the Chuck Schumer fiasco on the Senate room floor. And today he met with the media, and there was
a blow him off.
This is in the walk off. TMZ reporter had to ask him.
Senator Jacob with TMZ, did you fart yesterday on the Senate floor?
Dude.
Come on.
Thanks, everybody. Let's get back up on the sidewalk.
This is insane.
We're
bro.
Done, man.
We're out of here. We are fried.
Did you fart yesterday on the Senate room floor?
We are fried, bro.
Did you rip cheeks?
Did he answer it?
No, dude. No.
He just walked.
Would you answer
up?
That?
The silence is the answer.
I think I would.
His pants.
I think I would.
I know.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Senator Jacob with TMZ, did you fart yesterday on the Senate floor?
The Senate floor. Oh, Senator the greatest Jacob. Question in the
didn't
history
even use
of American
his whole
politics.
Name.
Pack
just goes
up, bro.
Jacob.
Pack
Jacob
up.
From TMZ.
Pack this up. Pack it up, bro.
I mean, I would be owning a fart that strong.
Oh, yeah. That had some reverb.
You didn't even have to like play with that audio to make it louder. It
no.
just strong, man.
Senator Jacob with TMZ, did you fart yesterday on the Senate floor?
He had to have been laughing every time
not
he
even
asked
a wink,
that in the car on the
not
way
Not even
over.
A wink and a
that
nod.
Harvey?
Thumbs up would have been great.
Harvey sent him out there for that?
Yeah, make sure you get that fart question follow-up.
That's
right?
Investigative journalism.
Yeah, turn around, give a thumbs up.
You want to keep working here?
Yeah.
Get that fart question follow-up.
Sir, did you fart? Who wants to fly out to D.C. in the morning and ask Chuck a question?
Oh, me. Jacob, it's you.
Oh, you got to draw straws, dog.
No, they just, Senate room floor.
The handler guy just escorted him right into his SUV, and they drove off after that question. Oh, my goodness.
It is insane how old the politicians have become.
Yeah.
Let's just acknowledge that.
For sure.
Okay. Let's get some young blood, some new blood, if you will.
But Mitch McConnell, was seven terms or something like that?
Yeah.
I believe so. That's crazy.
No term limits for Congress people, and then you wonder how we're so corrupt.
Jeez, how did this happen?
I think there's a couple of folks that are longer than him, than McConnell. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we got to – what do you mean? What do you mean?
No, I thought you were talking about Schumer.
Yeah.
I think Schumer's
only been in like 25 years or something like that. I think he – but there's a couple of guys. I think there's a couple that are over 45 years of service.
Okay. Two Throwback Thursday clips of the day.
Okay.
One of them we've all heard. Another one I don't think any one of us have heard. I was stunned when I came across this clip. Okay. The first one is the one that we know, but I'm trying to figure out which one do we think is the more insane sports broadcasting moment. We go back to the 2018 NBA Finals Cavs Warriors.
Kevin Love the rebound.
I'm shocked you downplayed Savannah. He said she was all city.
James again from downtown.
And I'd hit out the park, no question, with all due respect.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he got removed.
This was Mark Jackson talking about the wife of LeBron James in a very ridiculous manner.
No disrespect.
he says,
did he just say he would?
With all due respect, I'd hit that out the park.
Out the park.
With all due respect.
Wow.
Okay. Now, so you weren't familiar with that?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the one. We all.
Geez.
We had everybody else heard that one
before? Yeah, we heard. Yeah. I mean,
like that one's.
I remember we played that.
That's next level, right?
Yeah.
So
that's aggressive, bro. Out the park.
Out
that's
the
aggressive.
Park.
Relax.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say she's a beautiful woman, and you know,
move on.
We hit out the park. I'm gonna see you after that one, dog.
I know. We never got like a story on like how that landed on his. On his ears, but yeah, that's insane. So that's number one, and then this is number two, okay? And this is certainly not something that we would hear on a Monday Night Football broadcast today, but I would like to take you back to Cowboys-Giants in 2003 with Al Michaels in the booth.
Jeremy Shockey made a lot of headlines during the offseason. Called Bill Parcells, as you know, a homo in a magazine article. And, of course, if you say it to a magazine these days or say it to anybody, it goes everywhere. And then he, in effect, said, no, I was misquoted. But Jeremy has to learn, when you talk to a writer and you don't know him that well, he's really not your friend. I mean, in a way, he's looking for something to sink his teeth in, too. And it's not a misquote. He said it. It was reported. Bill Parcells has tended to poo-poo it as Tiki Barber gets tackled at the line of scrimmage. Bill sloughing it off as, you know, young guys say things that sometimes they wish they hadn't said.
Man hiking a ball with a thong in it.
I did not know that existed in any way. When that popped up on my timeline.
Back in 2003.
Back in 2003, there's a real quote from a real article, and Al Michaels just went with the direct quote right there.
Recapping it on Monday Night Football.
He tried to kind of speed through it, like called him a homo.
Yeah.
His quote was, let's see how much Parcells wins this year. I'll make him pay when we play them, the homo.
Oh.
That's what it was.
It wasn't even necessary right
that's
there.
That's what his quote was.
The sentence was already finished.
Yeah, he just adds it in there, like, the homo.
Did John Rocker give him a high five afterwards?
Maybe CJ Nikowski did.
You worked with Parcells.
Yeah.
You have any feelings about him one way or the other?
No, I got what I deserved.
You saw him naked.
Saw him naked. In what way, Dawson?
I mean, if you had to use an adjective to describe him.
Oh, jeez.
Wouldn't go with what Shockey
you
did.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
Which one is the crazier clip?
I'm sorry?
The Al Michaels, just while calling a play and just like fitting that whole story in, I think is pretty incredible.
Okay, so that's the Wolchuk vote. Lucius?
Knock it out the park is egregious.
Thank you.
Knock it out the park.
Knock it out the park?
Knock it out the park.
Hey, wait a minute, hey, dog.
With all due respect.
With all due respect.
Sorry.
Fireable
I'm
offense,
beat
right?
It up, bro.
Yeah. Mark Jackson, you're the winner. Congratulations.
Did he get relieved of his playoff basketball duties after that? Because I miss Mark. He had some of the great.
Yeah, he's gone.
Great lines.
LeBron got him out of there after that comment.
We got to run. So we bye-bye. Got a mixed bag coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Oh, my goodness. Let's go ahead and shake it up. You never know what you're going to get in the mixed bag. We do have some Major League Baseball news, World Cup final prices, and SMU has named what after who? That's next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, we're really doing this. But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Good news, Tennessee. A better way to shop for furniture is coming to Nashville. Bob's Discount Furniture is opening 4 new stores with brand new showrooms full of the latest trends. They've been in business for 35 years doing things the Bob's way. No gimmicks, no phony sales. Bob's has everything you need for a total home makeover, from feature-packed reclining sofas to Consumer Reports recommended mattresses. Plus, Bob's stores are a family-friendly place to shop with free treats and ice cream. Want to know more? Check out your nearest Bob's Discount Furniture store and see why Bob's is where America shops. Shops for furniture.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, football's finest, coming up at 5 here with Chief. Right here, it's a mixed bag with Wolchuk.
Let's go ahead and shake it up and get into our mixed bag right now.
You want a chocolate? Mama.
Leave the gut.
Mama.
Take the cannoli.
Mama always said life was like a box of chocolates.
How do they get the bag?
You never know what you're going to get.
The most impactful Big 12 football transfers, number one on the list, not a surprise, Drew Mestemaker, North Texas' own Heisman hopeful. Going to Oklahoma State, Caleb Hawkins, his teammate at North Texas, is three on the list. And then Wyatt Young, wide receiver, also from North Texas, going to...
Are they
going to
be better?
Oklahoma State, yeah.
Is Oklahoma State going to be better?
I think they're going to be pretty damn good year one under Eric Morris. Their offense definitely will be. They're going to score a ton of points.
Could this be like our guy from Indiana leaving James Madison and going and having that kind of impact?
I can't say that they'll be like playoff bound year one. Like Cignetti was, but yes, I mean, I think that I would not be surprised if they're competing to win the Big 12 and be in the Big 12 championship game next year.
Damn, all right.
I really think that they're going to be.
Go Pokes.
8 wins, I don't think, is out of the realm of possibility for them. And if they end up being closer to 9-10, wouldn't be stunned. I think Mestemaker's just that good. I think Drew Mestemaker will be in the first round conversation. Caleb Hawkins is super underrated as a runner, big back. And then Wyatt Young was one of the best wide receivers in all of college football last year. The offense that Eric Morris is bringing over is going to be elite. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure defensively what they did in the portal, if they're going to be good enough. Talking with our buddy Cody Cole, who's a big-time Oklahoma State Poke fan that works with us up here, he said they did attack the portal and got some dogs on defense. We'll see. Tech is obviously the favorite. BYU, Utah. Talking with Ari, he's bullish on Colorado this year, but I think Oklahoma State, they were a one-win team a year ago, but I think they're going to be without question bowl-bound, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were even better this year. Now, SMU has named their athletic facility after Kevin Jennings to honor the quarterback's legacy. He's the first current SMU student-athlete to have an athletic facility named in his honor. How amazing is that? Obviously, local kid, won a state championship there at Sauk, and then now he's going into, what, year three as a starting quarterback?
Did the alumni get together and put together the money to pay for and say by doing this that we want to honor him this way?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he certainly didn't put the money together. But yeah, I mean, he's...
Sometimes,
it's
like
the Kevin Jennings Recovery Center is okay. What it's called.
Okay, because like sometimes... There will be like, at the University of Texas, mm-hmm. that they had, you know, named after certain players and stuff like that. And the alums will put the money up and say, we'll do this if you name this facility after Vince Young or something like that.
Ann and Malcolm Holland are the two that are noted as putting a donation forth. There might have been some others, but it's going to feature two dedicated recovery spaces equipped with red zone saunas. It's got different types of plunges, sleep pods, other recovery equipment. Sounds pretty badass, but that is awesome. Kevin Jennings still playing there, and he's got a recovery center named after him. And they've put out this week a massive Heisman push. I mean, the video, I think, is...
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Like 4 minutes long. SMU,
part of a Heisman push.
Yeah, it's all... I mean, they think he's...
Is this a first? I can't remember any player that's had a building named after them while they're
either.
Still playing.
I know. This feels like the first of its kind.
He'd be their first Heisman winner since Doak Walker in 48. He's got a chance. I mean, if they could have a great season, win the ACC.
Incredible career already.
Yeah.
Taking him to the playoffs.
Amazing. I'd never heard of this. I mean, that's pretty damn cool. We didn't mention this during Crosstalk, but the World Cup final tickets are at a historic price as people are trying to go see Messi as Argentina and Spain. You can get in for just a whopping $8,000. The average purchase price is $11,327, according to TickPick, but it's $8,000 just to get in. It is
the most
expensive sporting event ever. The Super Bowl with the 49ers and Chiefs was the second most. That was getting close to 10,000.
Yeah,
I thought this was over 11.
I thought the Knicks finals games were
Four and five on the list.
Wow.
Spurs at Knicks game 3 was just over 6,500. Spurs at Knicks, and this is just for the average price. Spurs at Knicks game four was $6,300. Wow. So the top three events are this World Cup final, the Super Bowl with 49ers Chiefs that went to overtime a couple of years ago, and then the Bucks Chiefs Super Bowl with Brady versus Mahomes.
That's the why third. The fix was in for Argentina, huh?
Mm, yeah.
They knew the money was going to come rolling
Goodness
in.
Goodness gracious, it's insane how much money this is right now. And I don't know how people can afford that. FIFA also reportedly wants a 20-minute World Cup final break for the halftime show because they're going to have Justin Bieber, Madonna, Shakira, and others during the halftime show. So a 20-minute halftime show. The show itself is going to be 11 minutes. But to allow for commercials and all the ads and for them to set up and then tear down.
11 minutes of a bunch of different artists, I guess. Are they doing something together or are they just one at a time?
One
they
song
all,
each,
they
probably.
They all get like half a song?
Yeah. I think that they're all, I mean, I'm sure that there will be a time where they're all together up there doing something.
Well, and they have like a K-pop group, I think, that's involved with part of it. Yes. And then did y'all see the Tom Cruise element to the halftime?
No.
Like, I think Tom Cruise is
parachute
doing,
him?
I think he is. I think he's going to, Tom Cruise is doing some type of
jump
stunt.
From the blimp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but you know it's going to be something dangerous.
I think that this should all go in the pregame. You know, in the pregame, I'm up for it. I think it's just the most overhyped thing in sports, though.
The halftime shows?
Halftime shows, jersey combinations. Just lame.
Jersey combinations are lame?
Yeah.
I love a good color clash, man. When you just see two unis that fit perfectly on a field together.
Yeah, I'm with you on the jerseys. That's a crusty comment that you made there.
About the jerseys?
The jerseys. I'm with you on the
halftime
show. You
with me on the halftimes, though? Because it's longer.
Yeah.
I'm in game mode.
Super Bowl, and honestly, the Super Bowl ones half the time aren't even really that good.
Yeah.
You know, if I really like an act, I'll go see him in concert. I don't want to see him in the middle of my football game.
Get to the game.
The 82 Orange Bowl, we were a halftime that lasted 45 minutes.
45?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Why, the bands all had to play?
The bands, they had a whole big, it was New Year's Day.
It's like a halftime.
It's like for high school.
High school football, man. That was the worst.
Oh, so
bad. The bands are out on the field.
All right, before we end the mixed bag here, we got to talk about a stripper pole. We had a Texas woman who was pole dancing in her own house.
Oh,
we now go
that.
To Houston. Here is Houston ABC 13 with the story.
Yeah, and Erica, she's danced on poles many times before, mostly in dance studios, never before, and she installed a pole in her living room. Well, she finally did so, and made it only 3 days before it gave out on her.
Well, Monday was like any other day for me.
Asha Gilbert, following along to a pole dancing workout tutorial at her West Houston apartment July 6th, when the unthinkable happens. The pole crashing into a fire sprinkler, water shooting from the ceiling.
And immediately I'm in shock because I'm like, oh my gosh, this cannot be happening to me.
The pole, a recent addition to her living room, gifted to her by a colleague just 3 days prior.
He was like, hey, I have this pole, I'm giving it away, do you want it?
Mm.
And I'm like,
giving it away.
Yeah, absolutely I want it.
But when she and a friend installed it, they didn't anchor it to the ceiling. Instead, relying on the pole's natural tension between ceiling and floor.
It wasn't even a thought that it could possibly hit the sprinkler. We were more worried about it hitting a wall or hitting this.
Much of Gilbert's furniture ruined, and she's forced to move out. She says the water also seeped into a downstairs neighbor's apartment.
I explained everything, and she was very, very cool and understanding, and I appreciated that.
Her original video posted on Instagram has now been viewed more than 700,000 times. And while she's comfortable with the temporary fame, she says she'd like pole dancing to get a better rap.
You have to be very strong, a strong upper body, strong core to be able to do it. And I just wish people understood that it doesn't just have to be sexualized. It could be looked at as a workout, and a great workout at that.
Mm. Damn right. Damn right, Asha Gilbert.
Hand-me-down stripper poles from co-worker.
I'm going to say, just looking at the video.
How much mileage was on that pole
that's
already?
A good question.
This
that's stripper, how we got ours.
This stripper pole had no chance.
Pretty flimsy.
The stripper pole had no chance for this lady.
You think this was used
She mounted it right next to the sprinkler.
She...
You know what I'm saying? Truly one of the dumbest feats in human history.
If there had been a man in that house, that's how I know she's single, lives alone. If there had been a man in that house, he'd been like, he would have instantly said, honey, you're about to break the sprinkler system.
Yeah. You could have said that when she started the circling of the stripper pole. She was doing the pre-walk-up thing to it.
Oh, the tease.
And she pulled that thing out of position on the walk-up.
Because it wasn't properly mounted anyway. Yeah. They were using the tension from the wall.
I'm going to say this, though.
I should say any man other than Trayvon Diggs would have instantly recognized that was unstable.
Lucius, how much thought went into to yours, your placement, well played, and just the overall execution of it?
We got it from one of my old lady's ballerina friends.
Uh-huh.
And she had it like it was a stage and pole. Like it was nice. And we had it in our loft, right?
Uh-huh.
Made of wood. It was real big. One of the best decisions I ever made in my life, because when friends come over, you know, her friends and whatnot, or you hanging out like it's a kickback, people just run to that stage and get on that pole. Yes. So we had a great time with it, but then, you know.
So better than karaoke then around your place, right? 100%
better than karaoke.
Yeah.
But we moved to a spot where we couldn't fit it in there, so it sat outside my mother-in-law's place for a while, and it dry rotted and had to throw it away.
Oh, dang.
It had to run, though, bro. I got some videos.
No falls.
You got to run, bro.
I'm just telling you, I don't think this, you know, the lady was talking about the workout and stuff like that.
You don't think it's a good workout for her?
She's evidently not using it very much.
She just got it, man. Get that pole back in there. Get it mounted properly.
She's talking about it, but yeah, I think there's certain body types for this, right? For this thing?
I mean, hey, if you got the core strength for it,
she's
in a sturdier pole.
It's a power to weight ratio. Yeah.
Maybe a tree.
Yeah. If you're pulling the pole on the walk around thing, there's some issues here.
There's a pretty good sign there. Yeah. Although those
you shouldn't
can't
be going
much.
Up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Should have found a stud.
She shouldn't be climbing that pole.
Yeah.
Monday morning quarterback over here. Gosh dang it. We got 3 down and 2 to go. Thank you.
I'll tell you, it looks like a curtain rod that she's trying to work on. They're not a stripper pole.
Her hands.
My gosh.
Football's finest coming up next, Eric.
Life of poor decisions.
Does this patented coaching move actually work at footballer Ballsack? Next in the nation.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.